Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Keisha, K-E-I-S-H-A, Baker, B-A-K-E-R. And as you know, I recently evaluated Ms. Baker as described in my report of 3-1-23. Period at that time, I was not in receipt of any medical documentation pertaining to this matter. Period. I also authored an addendum on 3-12-23 relative to the left knee in the absence of said documentation. Period, you have now kindly provided me with some additional medical records to consider in this case. Period, new paragraph. These records show Ms. Baker filed a claim petition relative to an incident of 12-12-19 when she slipped on ice and injured her left leg. Period. She applied for review of her award later on. Period. Medical records show she was seen at Kennedy Health System emergency room on 7/30/18. Period. She reported being the restrained driver of a car struck in the rear while at a yield sign 3 hours prior to arrival. Period. She had left-sided neck pain with radiation to the shoulder and lower lumbar back pain spasming since. Period. She was able to ambulate since the accident. Period. She denied any upper or lower extremity pain. Period. There was no head injury or trauma. Period. After evaluation, she was diagnosed with cervical sprain and lumbar sprain, for which she was placed on baclofen and Motrin. Period. She was to follow up with her family doctor. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Baker was then seen on 8/14/18 by orthopedist Dr. Gleimer, G-L-E-I-M-E-R, relative to the motor vehicle accident on 7/30/18. Period. She was a restrained driver, stopped in traffic when she was rear-ended by another vehicle. Period. She was leaving a jail facility, and she was rear-ended by a fellow employee. Period. Her body was thrown forward and back. Period. There were two cars involved in the accident. Period. She developed symptoms immediately thereafter. Period. She volunteered having a previous motor vehicle accident in 2009 that resulted in whiplash injuries, but no long-term problems or sequelae. Period. She also had a history of brachial plexus injury from bullets, resulting in disuse of her left upper extremity. Period. Dr. Gleimer diagnosed post-traumatic cervical lumbar sacral strains and sprains, comma, clinical cervical and lumbar radicular features, comma, bilateral shoulder sprain, comma, post-traumatic cephalgia, comma, and trochanteric bursitis of both hips. Pretty referred her for a course of physical therapy and continued use of anti-inflammatory and muscle relaxant medication. Period. New paragraph on 11/16/18, she underwent MRIs of the cervical lumbar spine, whose results will be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Dr. Gleimer to review these results on 2/11/19, although this time saw Dr. Jeffrey Gleimer as opposed to Dr. Barry Gleimer. Period. Her diagnostic assessments then were modified to include cervical strain and sprain, comma, perineural cyst at the level of about C7, comma, central to left paracentral herniation at C6-7, comma, disc bulging at C5-6, comma, cervical verticulitis, carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally by EMG / NCB, lumbar verticulitis, lumbar disc herniation left paracentral L5-S1 with grade 1 spondylolisthesis, and history of left brachial plexopathy secondary to birth trauma. He recommended a cervical epidural injection with C7-T1 with bias to the left. She returned to Dr. Jeffrey Glimmer on 5/7/19, having completed formal physical therapy. She continued with a trainer and home exercise routine, resulting in improvement of her ongoing cervical radicular pain and lumbar radicular pain. She did have some interventional pain procedures with improvement, as did continued conservative care. He explained she had reached maximum medical improvement, but expected her to have a recurrence of symptoms with increased activity that would require further treatment in the future, such as interventional pain management, as was previously discussed. In paragraph, she did have an EMG on 1/14/19. Inserted here. On 1/21/19, she had another EMG to be inserted here. In the paragraph, Ms. Baker was seen on 9/3/19 by Dr. Kemps, K-E-M-P-S, at which time we performed a full orthopedic examination. This included the lower extremities, which showed no atrophy. Hip flexion was to 100 degrees bilaterally and adduction to 30 degrees, abduction to 40 degrees bilaterally, internal rotation to 30 degrees, and external rotation to 40 degrees bilaterally. There was no pain over the trochanters. There was no description of any discomfort or issues with her knee. He concluded that she had reached maximum medical improvement. He did not find evidence of permanency to the cervical spine, lumbar spine, head, both shoulders or both hips related to the injury on 7/30/18. The lumbar and cervical findings appear to be more degenerative type changes without acute changes. New paragraph on 12/12/19, Ms. Baker was seen at the emergency room, complaining of left anterior medial and lateral knee pain after a slip and fall on ice. She twisted and struck her knee on the ground 3 hours prior to arrival. She had x-rays of the knee done that were read as normal. She underwent a physical exam, which was positive for a gait problem of an unspecified nature. She had full left lower extremity motion. With palpation, there was left anterior, medial, and lateral knee point tenderness. She had full hip and ankle motion as well. There were no lacerations, abrasions, or ecchymosis. She was placed in a knee immobilizer and discharged from care period, big paragraph. Miss Baker was then seen at Concentra by Dr. Butler beginning 12/17/19, period. She stated the brace given to her at the emergency room had kept falling down, period. Upon exam, she was unable to stand without assistance initially, period. Dr. Butler rendered a diagnosis of contusion of the left knee and lower leg, as well as a fall on the same level from slipping, tripping, and stumbling. Period. She started the petitioner on ibuprofen, as well as hot and cold compresses, comma, pain-relieving gel, comma, and activity modifications, period. Dr. Butler followed her progress over the next several weeks, running through 122-20, period. Examined the left knee. Yielded reports of tenderness at the anterior knee above and below the patella. Period. She had some tingling at the left lateral knee yesterday, went out to gym on the treadmill and elliptical. Period. She is a long-distance runner and ran a half marathon in the past. Period. There was tenderness diffusely over the anterior knee to palpation. Period. She had full range of motion. Period. At that juncture, she was thought to have achieved her functional goal and was ready for discharge. Period. This may have been a physical. Scratch that. Next section, findings and conclusions. After review of the aforementioned records, I've arrived at the following professional opinions, particularly pertaining to her alleged left knee injury from 12/12/19. Period. As per the records provided, this injury was soft tissue in nature by way of a contusion and possible sprain. Period. When presenting to the emergency room, there were no outward signs of trauma. Period. She received an appropriate course of conservative care that included physical therapy. Period. As of 1/22/20, she was released from care with a benign clinical examination. Period. She did not undergo MRI study of the left lower extremity. Period. In paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg, period. I previously offered an assessment of 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck or back. Period. The additional information provided confirms my conclusions in that regard, period. And that is the end.